Ladies and gentlemen, these are the stories from the actual cases of the actual files of the actual York County Sheriff's Office. Actually, if you have information that can help solve any of these crimes, call York County Crime Stoppers to leave your anonymous tip at 1-877-409-4321. Now, it's time for Wanted Wednesday.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Wanted Wednesday, the musical. So fun. Can't wait until we get the backing.
The investors.
If you're a producer and you're looking to invest money in a show, Wanted Wednesday, the musical, is definitely where you can get the most bang for your buck.
Yeah, it's right here. It's a work of art happening in my head. Good morning, everybody. It's 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. 64 degrees out there. Glad to have you with us on Palmetto Mornings here on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. Trent Ferris joins us from the York County Sheriff's Office. It is Wanted Wednesday, a chance for us to shine a new light on some old cases. And Trent, we begin today with breaking news.
Breaking news. I thought I'd bring in some good breaking news for you. Because every week, for months there for a while, we kept talking about catalytic converter thefts. And people cutting off catalytic converters off of buses, cars, church vans, so on and so forth. Well, yesterday, in an operation to combat the illegal purchase and sale of non-ferrous metals, that's what part of the catalytic converters, the York County Sheriff's Office detectives charged one person and seized 130 catalytic converters. We had help with our property crimes division, our code enforcement division, and South Carolina law enforcement division. That SLED conducted an operation resulting in the arrest of Charles Hoffaker. He was charged with purchasing of non-ferrous metals without a permit. And as a result of the operation, the officers were able to seize 130 catalytic converters that were in Hoffaker's possession. The converters were estimated to value a total, if you went to a place and sold these, it would be $30,000. So,
Do you all believe he was responsible for the ones that we've covered here on this show, dating back to what, almost a year and a half
ago? That is what's unclear now. Right. He was in possession of them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But at this point in the investigation, it's unclear who originally stole them or sold them to Hoffaker.
Mm-hmm. Obviously,
so he's the one buying them and reselling them.
There's an underground business going on.
And I was trying to talk to Detective David Vaughn, who has really spearheaded this. I mean, Sergeant David Vaughn, who spearheaded this operation yesterday. And he was like, it's not just one person running around, going around, cutting off all these catalytic converters. It's like multiple people cutting them off. And then it's just they sell them to whomever. And
that's right.
But, it's just a tip of the iceberg. But, you know, we were joking. It's like, I wonder if that was my church bus, you know.
Exactly.
The one right there. Sure. Because they were all cut off. It's not like they were professionally removed by a mechanic.
No.
So it was good news. Good news.
Good news. Yeah.
And it's not like we can identify, say, hey, come see if this is your catalytic converter, because they were all underneath the van and that kind of thing. But just to let folks know out there, if you're stealing catalytic converters, we're working to find you.
So. And he's been arrested.
He was charged.
Okay.
So we're working on the investigation, and so it's a citation. It's a misdemeanor for one count of that charge of purchasing non-ferrous metals without a permit. But it's one step in the right direction.
Yes.
He's got information.
For sure. All right, so we're going to move right along. We've got a strong armed robbery that we want to let folks know about.
Yeah, March 9th, about 4:15 in the morning, a person described as a black male, about 5'8", 200 pounds, with long dreadlocks, and he was wearing a camo hoodie and green sweatpants, went into the Circle K located at 262 Carowinds Boulevard in Fort Mill. He went in and bought two items. He bought them.
Okay.
He went in, then, there's no problem. He went into the bathroom, came back out, asked to buy another item. And when that transaction, quote unquote, was happening, he reached over the counter to the cash register, into the drawer. When the cashier was like, oh, stop. What are you doing? He said, I got a gun. He never showed a gun. He said he did. And then he grabbed both cash register drawers and left the store. And he was heading towards Carowinds Boulevard area.
Interesting.
So he did the right thing, and then he did the wrong thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. He saw the opportunity.
Head scratcher, maybe so.
And there's pictures that we have on our Facebook page, Sheriff's Office of Crime Stoppers, of this person. And we'll talk about this in a little bit about the photos. But if you could identify this person, we could really use your help.
Okay. All right. Wanted, you've got a Johnny Michael Benfield.
That's right. He is one of those folks that we need to get our hands on. He is wanted for kidnapping by holding a woman against her will and assault and battery of high and of aggravated nature. According to the report taken by deputies, the victim told us that for about a day, Benfield held her against her will and repeatedly beat her about the face and legs. Luckily, the victim was able to escape and ran to a nearby friend's house for help. Benfield is 31 years old, 6 feet 2 inches tall, about 200 pounds, has brown hair and brown eyes. He has curly hair, you know, but he has been known to change it, cut it down to short cropped hair, you know, in the past. His last known address was off Sutton Springs Road in York, but of course, we don't believe he's there. But if you know where Johnny Michael Benfield is, we'd like to really talk to you via Crime Stoppers.
Is this victim okay?
It's horrible.
Yeah, she's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, but she was held against her will, kidnapped. Well, you hear kidnapping, you think kids, children.
Yeah, no.
But, you know, an adult can be kidnapped and held against their will. So we really would like to get our hands on Johnny Michael Benfield. He's one of those people we have to repeatedly, quote unquote, deal with from time to time.
All right. Well, we haven't talked about this as a reminder, and clearly if we don't talk about it, people forget about it, but your car is not a gun safe.
I think I started that hashtag a couple of months ago. But on March 12th, about 3:30 p.m., that's in the evening, a minivan was entered in the parking lot of Secure Transport Services at 5402 Old York Road in Rock Hill. This van that we have pictures of on our Facebook page parks next to the victim's vehicle, and the person we could best describe as a black male gets out of the van, goes inside the car, and steals a Smith & Wesson 9mm firearm from the center console. The van has front-end damage. There's pretty good pictures of the van, slightly good pictures of the person. But folks, please, if you carry a firearm and you leave it in your vehicle, lock those guns down. I'm sure folks over there at Nickel Store will be happy and glad to help you buy a safe that will fit right nice into your car where you can lock up your firearm and, you know, secure those things. And then at the end of the day, you're just don't leave your weapons in your car. Yeah. At the end of the day, when you go home, take them out of your vehicle, take them out of the safe that you have just purchased from Nickel Store.
Yeah.
And take them inside and secure them inside. Your car is not a gun safe. Hashtag.
Plus, you don't know who's getting that gun.
You're right.
I mean, they may not be going through the same legal
channels.
Documentation and channels to have that gun, which, you know, bad guys are always going to find a way.
You're absolutely right.
All right, so we've got a sunglasses shoplifter.
Yeah, I didn't know if Tyler wanted to cue this up, but I'm doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright. I got to wear shades.
Nice.
I'll just sing it,
yeah. Well, on March 20th, about 8:35 in the evening, a person described as a white woman between 5'5", 5'7", inches tall, about 130, 160 pounds, wearing a green and orange hoodie, light wash jeans, and white shoes. I mean, she looks like that jersey, the hoodie, from what I could tell, looks like one of those old Oakley, you know, the ones that change colors.
Yep.
Had Oakley written across the front.
Oh, my gosh.
It had that shimmer to it.
We all had one.
I don't know. That's just my opinion. Because I was thinking of the song and then the sunglasses and what she was wearing. But she stole 10 pairs of sunglasses valued at $1,879 from the Sunglass Hut at Cabela's in Fort Mill. And all these pictures are on our Crime Stoppers and Short County Sheriff's Facebook page. And if anybody, someone contacts us about her future will not be bright, but yours will be. Because you will earn a cash reward for letting us know who she is.
Oh, Trent. But we are lucky to have you here, of course, as public information officer in York County. I hope other counties are just as lucky to have someone that can deliver the news, crime news, in this fashion.
The only person I can think of is my pal Adam Myrick down in Lexington.
Okay.
PIO for Lexington Sheriff's Office.
Well, we like you for sure.
Clever way.
Yeah,
we do.
There you go.
Like it so much.
As always, Trent, thank you so much. It's Wanted Wednesday. Check out Crime Stoppers on the York County Sheriff's Office.